가다라자 집에 제 유다고 도마토도 때라 파비오디 나주디 내한테나 요하나지 까마라를 마면도 지마서 치워도 몰라로 같은 다고 니지체는 때다 다 세기 너와 빼괴 야래 빼뒤 야래 어때 네게 토네 아니 가다가 다음에 참었잖아 파 빼뒤 때는 못하고 참었잖아 파 어때 네게 다 가사 내가 연애서 말해 내가 여비 내가 연애 이미 차네 아니 다 빼때 마세요 들리다
So that is why they are called sutra, you know, the sutra school or the sautantikas. And they are co-exemplified because they like to explain all phenomena by means of examples. So like, you know, like Krishna mentioned earlier, that everything they, you know, they like to think or explain, you know, with the examples. And so like, you know, when they think about the self as the person, such as the person is empty of and a self-sufficient, substantial existence. So that they will think, you know, with the examples, like, you know, like we recited in our daily prayer, in our center prayer book, as like the star, mirage, you know, flame, and so forth. So those are like the example, you know, of the selflessness or emptiness. And then also they explain the subtle impermanence, you know, with those kind of examples.
Jumada Munam Jumachi Munamchi. And the so Kadaga Dada Tiba Naya Dada Tib Naya Namata the Mati Bepe Dada Tuepe. Any Lota Trinta and the so any Kichichili Kichili Jungaza and Mutama Chami Pesin, Tatu Uchine, Petitum and Chelatu Sunyata.
And so like the example, such as the illusion and the dreams, you know, so those are the example of the emptiness or the selflessness. And so although they appear, but they don't exist, you know, as it appears. They don't exist as they appear, you know, like in the dream or the illusions. And then the lightnings or the clouds, you know, those are example, you know, of the selflessness, you know, that is there for like just a moment, you know, like lightning, you know, flash of lightning is there for like just like a moment, and the clouds, you know, that disappears, you know, so quickly, so like impermanence. So those are the example of, you know, the impermanence. So they wish to explain, you know, explain all the teachings, you know, of the view and the conduct, you know, through examples. So that's why they are called exemplifiers. And the next one is the mode of asserting object, you know, the object and the subject. When you talk about the object and subject, or object and object possessor, are, you know, they're related. You know, they're related. They're dependent. The object, you know, is something that is seen, you know, and subject is that which sees. So the object which is seen, and the subject which sees. You know, so those are the relation of the subject and object. So that is accepted or asserted by all the four schools. So usually when we say the eye consciousness seeing the flower, or eye consciousness apprehending the flower, the eye consciousness apprehending form, and then the ear consciousness apprehending the sound, and so forth. So when we say that, you know, if we say that both, the eye consciousness which sees the flower, so it says the flower, which is the object, and eye consciousness is the subject. When we say that, we say both, but so when you listen to it, when somebody's in a listening, or somebody hear that, you know, we're not sure whether they hear both or not.
Oh, yeah.
both object and subject or not.
That means that the candle, your door, your penny, Tonachi was some words, twenty some words. Your second day, semi patas, your tether, your pass at any, Tonachi Paris.
And so, so in this case, in this context, it says object, an object that is perceived or that is seen, and the object and the existence are same. So anything that exists is an object. If it's an object, it exists.
Then you say, Sema Sangete, Yuji, Shipa Jane. Sema Yuji, Shipa Jane, Yuji, Kane, Shiviyon, Tonguyon, Tonguyon, then you rest, then you are part of it. Same thing, you are part of it. And
the valid cognition, So the valid cognition, is a mind, right? It's a type of consciousness. It's a consciousness, and it's a subject, right? So subject, you know, the consciousness. So, so that which is perceived by the valid cognition is the definition of the existence. So anything that exists is perceived by the valid cognition. So there is a definition. We should say there is a definition, you know, to existence, but there is no definition to non-existence. So if you ask, you know, what will you say? Is there a definition of existence?
Existence.
Yours.
Yeah. Right.
What is it?
So
that is the definition of the existence. So you know now, right? What is the definition of existence?
So
in this case, when it's existent, it doesn't mean that, you know, whether it's external or internal, whether it's included within the continuum or not included within the continuum, right? We're not talking about that. When it says existent, it's anything that exists. It's existence.
Same mipa yana yabayi kores. Same mamina mevare kores.
So since the definition of the existent is that which is perceived by valid cognition, right? So if it is not perceived by valid cognition, then it is non-existent. Right? So whether it exists or not, you know, it's whether it is perceived or not by the valid cognition.
So
the horn, you know, on the rabbit's head, right? So the horn on the rabbit's head, and then the sky flower, which doesn't exist also, right? So those are the example, you know, of the non-existent. So the sky flower or the horn on the rabbit's head doesn't exist because it is not perceived by valid cognition. The reason why it's not existent is because it's not perceived by valid cognition. So this is the reason you have to give, you know.
So
this is accepted by all the, you know, four schools, you know, the thoughts, you know, the definition of the existence. So like, you know, whether it's outside the house or inside the house, is, you know, is decided by the door. Right? So if it's inside the door, it's inside. If it's outside of the door, it's outside. So door is like the border. You know, so just like that, whether it exists or not, you know, it's dependent by the valid cognition. So if it is perceived by the valid cognition, it exists. If it's not perceived by that value cognition, then it's not, you know, then it doesn't exist.
Tan semi mi ba yebe chenyi sha yong ji kare ye semi mi ba chenyi chenyi ta la chenyi se yo res ye ba la seja se yo res ba
so this is the new term you're going to learn now, right? Definition and definendum. I don't know, I mean, there isn't a such term, but it will be easier for you to understand, right, when I say definendum. It's that which is being defined. That which is being defined is called definendum, right? So the definition is, you know the definition. So the definendum is that which has been defined. So the definition is, definition of the existent is that which is cognized or, you know, realized by value cognition, right? And so the existent is what? Definendum of, you know, that which has been realized by value cognition, right? So you understand now, definition and definendum? So just remember that term. Geshe says, you all shake the head, but you don't know. Geshe says, he's not sure whether you understand or not.